brain. My plan was. My brain's been really bad today, Kinzie. You know what I did today? Ooh. I put food in the air fryer, and then I said, I have to go get something for lunch before I run out of time, and then left the house. When my lunch was the food in the air fryer.
Ooh, dang.
I think you're overworking yourself.
You're fucked up. You need math. I think this week
is stressful. I literally left work 2 hours early because I hit a wall. I couldn't design anything.
Pincy and I were speaking before the podcast on the phone, even though I said I wasn't going to get on the phone and take that hour to just do stuff. I did do some stuff, but we were talking about how proud we were of you and your life and just microanalyzing you as a person and how like you're so great.
Thank you.
We were perceiving you. All good things. Yeah. All good things.
I'm drawing a cat right now.
You should draw my four little kittens. They look like rats.
Only one of them are yours.
Yeah, no, but right now they're all mine. I'm claiming them all until they're gone.
Yeah, but right now they're all mine, so shut up. Bitch.
Dang. Well, when Kaylin gets a camera, I can't wait, because the quality is so good here. I can't wait to see Kaylin's beautiful face on the screen as well.
I'm going to start investing in wigs and masks.
Why? Kaylin, we're not doing anything with these clips. It's just for me to see you.
That's just for you to see me. It's intended just for you.
I think I figured out how I want to draw.
Hey, Kaylin, do you want to get lunch on Sunday so I can commission you to make my cat?
That'll be fun. Wait, this Sunday? I can't. I work.
Okay, never mind.
Maya, you just asked me to draw your cat. Was that a lie?
Oh, well, Kaylin's doing a different cat.
Oh, okay, so you're just getting multiple done. Okay.
I just asked Kaylin to make me a new profile picture for the Cattober account.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
You could, make like a little, like if there's any changes or a different kind of cat you want, you could give me like a couple photos of that breed of cat or specific color you're looking for. I know you've been bringing up Siamese cats often lately.
I said at one time.
No, bro, it has to be black, bro. What do you mean?
It has to be black. The account's called Black Cattober.
It is.
Look at this cat I drew.
Oh my god, it looks like the littlest pet shop cat.
Kinzie's
just doing a lot.
Yeah, no, you do it, Cam. We need you to do it.
Okay, gotcha.
And I don't really want the style to change too much, you know?
I was planning on drawing a cat before you started talking about Cattober, because I was like, what if I grab the anime face I've been using and I make it into a cat? I was like, it should work, right? And it did work. It fucking worked.
Hey, you can see all the discoloration on my face on this camera. This is wild.
I doubt it.
You're looking at like someone just walked in. Who's here?
Who's here? Child.
No, because you didn't look down like a cat. You went like this.
Well, because the door is shut. There. The door is shut and Chowder's yelling on the
floor. I'll kill myself right now. He already got to witness the whole podcast.
What?
Nothing.
Keeping my brain moving. Guys, check this out. Bad drawings. That one's Mariah. And these are the cats I tried to draw, and I cried at the fact that they looked so bad. Thank you.
Very cute.
I like
your microphone.
Me?
No.
Yeah,
you sound like shit.
I can hear background noise.
Pick up the microphone.
Hello.
It still sounds like shit.
It's a Samson. Can you hear me better now?
Oh yeah, my god. Sounds like we just had like a budget upgrade.
Please shut up.
Night and day.
I'm gonna bring us in. No, I'm not gonna bring us in. Someone else is gonna bring us in.
You gotta let the cat in.
I think it's Kinsey's turn.
Kinsey's bringing the cat in. Let Bean bring us in. Or whichever cat it is. Craig's just here. Chowder's gonna bring us in. Chowder, bring us in.
Hello, Chowder. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Welcome to Post-Credit Depression, where we talk about this week's hyperfixation, current hyperfixation. My name's Kinzie, and I'm holding my cat Chowder right now because he's crying at the door to let him in.
My name is Kaylin, and
fuck. Oh my god. Fuck.
My name is Kaylin, and I just deleted most of my social media, or uninstalled it for a mental detox. Quit posting AI art and brain rot.
My name's Mariah, and my fun fact is that I'm having fajitas for dinner.
Ooh, fajitas.
Mine was the only one that wasn't that fun, but oh well.
My fun fact is that I'm getting a cat.
That's fun. That's the funniest one.
Cat, cat, cat.
And I have no one in my family has given name suggestions, so I might just be sticking with Ozzy.
I like Ozzy.
Can you guys hear that or what?
Yeah, I heard him scream.
Talking. This week, I made you guys watch something that I said was very much out of the norm of what we usually watch. I made you guys watch Memento. And this was actually a film that I had to watch when I was in college. I took a film class as one of my extra curriculum. And I hated every second of that film class. But at the end, we were allowed to pick between a group of movies. And this is the one I picked. I watched it and immediately watched it again the next day because it was that good. And it messes with your brain that much. I was, in fact, worried restarted it too. The ending.
I did too, honestly. So, and yeah. I had to start it over again. I didn't finish watching it a second time, but I had to, like, go back to the beginning and watch that. And then I went on a Google thing and was just myself off not finding the answers I was looking for. It was like a riddle.
Yeah, but, I obviously will prompt more, but I want to know general thoughts of what you guys thought about it before I get into detail.
Do you want to start?
I'll go first.
Or you want me to start?
Okay, I'm going to go first.
You can go first. I offered. I gave you the choice.
Shut up. Shut up. I really liked the movie. I thought it was really good. I mean, obviously, I wanted to know what some answers were by the end of it. But it wasn't like... Usually, I get really upset with puzzles that I don't know the answers to at the end. But I felt like it was a good open ending where, you know, I was satisfied enough. And Teddy died, which made me happy. Because whether he was innocent or not, I didn't get good vibes from that man.
Yeah, he was giving weird vibes. Kaylin. Like, my general thoughts, in the beginning, I figured out pretty quickly that we were telling the story backwards. So, I liked some of the twists that they brought up. Like, you know, like, initially you think Natalie was hit by her boyfriend because they delivered the information later on. But, like, seeing her set that up and taking advantage of his illness was, like, a shocker. And then I was like, that's kind of cool how they're telling it like that because you're seeing it more from his point of view because he can't remember. And when we got to the end, I swear they were going to do a recap. And they didn't. They didn't go back to the beginning and, like, kind of round it out. So I had to restart that. And then upon Googling, I just was pissing myself off more because, like, I wanted to know what exactly happened. And it's not confirmed. So, like, for me, I was like, damn. I don't know.
Yeah, I love the creative twist of how they tell this story backwards. And then the black and white is, like, telling it forward. Then at one point they kind of meet in the middle and that's when we get to the end. But I think that's exactly like the creative twist of you also not knowing what's happening, just like he's not knowing what's happening, is very impressive. And I think it like, I remember the first time I watched, I was pissed off. I was like, what the fuck? How am I supposed to be keeping track of all this shit? But once you get towards the end, it really starts piecing stuff together. Yeah, it's very interesting not knowing like the real truth, I guess, quote unquote. Like, truth of the matter is you'll never really know.
Yeah, but on his chest it was tattooed. It said he did it.
Yeah, but it was also like him, you know, he was picturing himself with his wife. So no, I personally believe that he did it. I don't know who the killer was, but I think he already did it. I think the cop set him up. I think the cop was using him to kill other people over and
or
over.
Or he's setting
again
him up to... That's a good point. I mean, he set him up to do a drug deal, so, like, already, you know the cop is not to be trusted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, well, I think he already, I think his wife died, and I think he did it because there was a tattoo on his chest saying that he had done it. But I think because he can't remember all of the pieces of information, every time he literally looks at his body every day, he's like, oh, this license plate. Like, every single day he sees that license plate for the first time. So I think he definitely did kill his wife on accident. And I think that he's just been being taken advantage of since then.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest theory of people fully believe the story of Sammy Jenkins is just a story that he tells himself to cope with the death of his wife. Yeah. I don't know, the brain works in crazy ways, but that's like one of the biggest fan theories out there is that. Well,
if you noticed during one of the Sammy scenes of him being in the institution, when the nurse walks by, it's Lenny sitting in that exact same chair. So first,
well, yeah, but that's like the confusing part. That's how they play with you, because it's like, is it him imagining it or is it real? Because he's like also relating to the story, so they kind of fuck with
but
you.
But I'm also saying that's the only time when he retells the Sammy story that he sits there and like changes out. Well, actually, that's a lie, because towards the end of the movie, we were starting to see flashbacks of his wife sitting in Sammy's wife position on the couch, and then him sitting where Sammy would sit. So I truly think that he made up the Sammy story and that it was
him. Yeah, I think he did too, and that's why like it's shitty that Teddy is like taking advantage of him, because Teddy knows all this at the end. He's like telling him, you know, you did this, you did that. And so I think Teddy's just a bad cop that's taking advantage of someone who, you know, is searching for someone. Like, he's just lying to him to use him to kill other people or to catch other bad guys, and it's honestly sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, like, his karma is, like, he got it in his head, like, because, I mean, he obviously tampered with the police reports, you know, and probably set it up to, like, in his favor, but, you know, over time, it's, like, he's just only gonna get, like, more confused and come after your ass.
So what ended up happening at the end, because we open up the movie where Teddy is killed by, Lenny, and did we see what happened after that or no?
No. Because if you were to play the movie backwards, what happens is at the end of his story, he kills Teddy.
So why did Teddy tell him to go downstairs in the basement with him?
Probably to see a body and to tell him, like, hey, this is the guy you're looking for. You already killed him.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't tell if Teddy was going to kill him himself down there or if, like, what specifically was going to happen.
I don't even know why Teddy went with him that day.
Yeah, I think he was just, like, starting him up on another case. I genuinely think that's how it was. Like, he was like, well, we're going to use you to find someone else now. But Lenny was catching on to him.
Mm-hmm. Also, I personally think that the name Lenny and Sammy are so similar, which is why he likes being called Leonard and hates being called Lenny, because it sounds like Sammy a little bit.
I did find it interesting that he was able to kind of condition himself into not trusting Teddy. And there was something Teddy had said that made him not believe him in the first place, which is why he wrote down that note in a different pen and then scrumpled it up. And ever since then, he's been like, don't trust this dude.
Oh, he said his wife was a diabetic, and he's like, my wife wasn't a diabetic.
Is that
why? But it's interesting because he had a memory of giving his wife insulin, and then he literally conditioned himself to, like, pinching her.
So well, that's the cool twist of the story is you don't know if it's real or not. That's, like, the whole thing. It's like, is Teddy fucking with his brain to make him think that he killed his wife, or did his wife really die? That's, like, the whole circulation that's going around.
In case you guys don't know this, because I knew this watching the movie, it's a really good fact. So human beings, like the way our brain works, we are not able to remember or recall memory in exact detail, and it changes every single time you remember it. The memory. So like literally a fight that you got in with somebody, you know, yesterday, if you thought about it every single day for the next 5 years or maybe even just 10 more times, it's going to change however many times you thought about it, little and little by little. So that's why I do believe that potentially his wife had diabetes and that he had just started creating different iterations. Because his whole thing was, I have old memories, I know what I'm saying, but he doesn't understand that even the past memories he had before his accident can be rewritten because that's the way the brain works.
Yeah, they say every time you're remembering something, you're remembering it the last time you remembered it.
Yep.
Yeah, that is crazy to me.
Yeah.
So like that's the whole twist. It's like we don't really know if he killed his wife or someone else killed his wife. blah, 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 and Teddy clearly isn't helping him. So when he writes in the different writing, I think it's because he's already suspicious of Teddy, because why does Teddy know all of this, right? Like, when he meets Sammy, Sammy's like, oh, yeah, you have a condition, doesn't know anything else about him. But when he meets Teddy for the first time, you know, in his brain, Teddy starts telling him all this stuff, and he's like, I don't even know you, and you're telling me X, Y, Z, so he immediately writes down not to trust him. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's accusing him of this, and he's going very extreme, and he's like, yeah, I don't trust you. And Teddy was suspicious the whole time, like, even when he, like, went to take his picture, he's like, not here, can we move here? Like, he's already up to no good. And when he first sees him, when he meets him and he gets that phone call from the cop, he's like, oh, you're the cop. And he's like, well, call me Teddy. Don't call me cop, whatever, you know. And then he immediately forgets he's a cop that day, mm-hmm. you know, which is also a suspicious part on Teddy's behalf. So that's why I think that Teddy was just a bad cop that was setting him up. Like, mm-hmm. you know, those dirty cops that work with drug deals to get money and shit. Like, I genuinely think Teddy was just a dirty cop.
Yeah. I think so, too. I think the movie was teaching you that your own thoughts and other people's intentions with you can be just as bad as one another. So, like, you can't really 100% believe everything, you know, you remember, because it's not always true. Mm-hmm. But, like, people clearly aren't always trustworthy either. And it really makes you wonder, who do you trust, yourself or other people, you know?
Yeah, no, Natalie Leonard had me fucked up. On himself.
I bet Caitlin Scorpio Moon was like, oh, that got me fucked up. I'm fucked up.
Like, it was interesting because, like, when she first appears in the scene, she was already making fun of him for his memory problems and calling him a freak and shit. And then she's like, I'm only doing this because you helped me, which, you know, we're setting up the aftermath that we haven't learned the, you know, setup for yet. So then they start, you know, showing us bits and pieces.
Wait, so this is my question. Why did Natalie have Lenny kill Teddy? Because she totally made it out to be that Teddy was the killer. But
because
clearly
Teddy
she...
and her boyfriend were working together with the drugs. And she probably wanted Dob out of the thing.
So she probably wanted the money?
Yeah, like, I think she wanted the money, or she wanted Dob, like, out of the situation with the money.
It made it feel like she was in love with this man and that her boyfriend had gotten killed, like, the love of her life. And then we find out what Dob was... Well, like, you know, he was a drug dealer and all that stuff. And obviously he didn't punch her because she lied about that. But it seems like she didn't even really like him and she just wanted the money. So I feel like Natalie had Dodd and Teddy killed so that she could have the money herself. I don't remember.
Or possibly. I mean, that is a good theory, because, like, if she's possibly telling the truth, she could have just wanted him dead because he threatened to kill her first, so it could have been a protection thing. But with her being such a liar, and everybody, she was one of the ones who took advantage of him just as bad as Teddy, so I could totally see that too, where she's like, you know what, let me use this guy to kill for me, he's gonna completely forget everything and I can walk away with the money, like, you know, not have to
literally
split it with anyone.
He can do all the dirty work and I can get the money and leave, because we never find out what happens to that money or anything like that. We really end off with Teddy being dead. And if Teddy and Dodd were the two people in charge of this drug deal, then that means Natalie would have known about it and she could get the money herself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She'd be the only one that knew about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very manipulative. I mean, I think that her and Dodd just had, like, already a weird relationship, so she was just utilizing the fact that Lenny had no memory. Like, I don't think she necessarily wanted him dead.
Do you think she fucked Lenny and liked him?
Yes and no. I don't think that she liked him.
But she I think you're going to remember me next time you see me.
I think she's just flirting with him, because, like, she had a real nasty side to her. Like when she was, like, yeah, getting him to be provoked into hitting her, like, he was calling her wife a whore and, like, calling him a freak and making fun of
him.
Yeah,
I think she, like, no loved remorse. Him. Or anything. But, like, do you think she had feelings for him in a way where she would keep him around for both feelings and...
Not after she got the money. I think she would have completely discarded him.
And I think she wasn't about to deal with his disability. Like, she was an asshole about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's the scary part is, like, of, like, so, like, Lenny thinks he killed this guy, but, like, the truth of the matter is how is he going to know that he really killed that person? You know, that's what I think. That's why I came to the conclusion that I think the cop was just using him. Like, who knows how many people Leonard killed already?
He had that photo of Lenny, like, with some blood on him, smiling. Do you remember that?
Who did?
So, Teddy was like, see this photo, one of the photos that you have, and it's Lenny smiling, and he's shirtless, and there's some blood on him. He's like, you already got the killer, and you never believe me. But I don't even think that was the killer. I think that was probably just another person that Teddy had him kill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the sad part. I'm genuinely convinced Teddy was just using him over and over and over again.
That's fucked up.
Because, like, he doesn't remember things, like we don't know the answer to. Like, how did he get to that motel? Who checked him into the motel? Like, all of those things are things we still don't know the answer to. So you don't know to what degree Teddy was using him. And then he's getting that phone call from the cop, and you're like, is that Teddy, or is that a different cop? Like...
Well, there's no way it could have been a different cop, because, like, a different cop would have already busted up down his door and been like, you're freaky, and we need to take you to the station.
Well, he didn't tell, also, he didn't admit to anything on the phone call. All he did was talk about the story of Sammy Jenkins. He didn't admit to killing anyone, to hurting anyone on the phone call, so who knows who he was really talking to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if they had suspicions that he was weird and he was just some man in a hotel room who is kind of showing schizophrenic behavior to an extent and stuff like that, they would have done something.
Yeah.
Wellness check on one of the citizens. You know, like, I just think an actual cop that would be listening to him would have done that.
Oh my god, the hotel manager who double charged him because he can't remember.
It was kind of funny. Man.
That was fucked up. There was one little, like, it's not a plot hole because it could have been, like, him misremembering. Okay. If he shot the man who was, you know, assaulting his wife, who hit him in the back of the head that made him slip on the floor?
I think they said there were two guys, and then one of them got away.
Well, they said that he said that he tried telling the cops that there was two guys, and the cops didn't believe him.
Yes.
Which, seeing the scene, there was totally two of them.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, did he slip and misremember, like, or whatever. Like, there's so many things it could have been.
I mean, I think that it's a possibility that, okay, so in the thing, there were two guys, the guy got away, the cops didn't believe him. That's what Teddy's story, or Lenny's story was. But I think you're right. If the possibility of him killing his wife is what happened, maybe he killed his wife, panicked, because he's like, what's wrong with my wife? Slips, falls. That's all he remembers, you know?
Or she survived after the math, like, you know, she calls the hospital for him or whatever. Plot twist,
the wife killed him, or tried to kill him. The wife was like, I'm tired of your dumbass memory loss, and tried to take him out.
We're like, well, at any
we were told from Teddy, if it's truth, that she has survived the assault, and that that Lenny had killed her by giving her too many insulin shots. So, like, I still can't tell, like, did his wife die from the incident with the men coming in, or did she die from something else?
The only problem with the insulin story is if we are believing Sammy and whatever her face was is Lenny and his wife, she was upset because she thought Lenny was faking it, and what it was is, like, he wasn't remembering her, where he remembers his wife very clearly. Lenny does. So
Sammy, like, remembered his wife. He remembered everything about her. He just didn't remember. He couldn't form new memories. So that's why he remembered to give her insulin at the same time every day, because he remembered his wife.
Yeah, yeah, no, he was...
No,
she
but,
was,
like, she let him give him... get like, she was one on her watch doing that. So what I'm saying is, like, why would she have been so upset if he could still remember who she was, just couldn't make new memories?
But, like, you could tell she was getting frustrated with him because... It's an all day small tasks kind of thing. It's like he might remember her, which is why she always said he feels like the old Sammy, but he's constantly fucking up around the house. It's like having an adult baby around. Like,
it's worse than, like, the Adam Sandler movie, The 51st Dates. She could at least remember the whole day and then restart it. Like, we're talking, Sammy couldn't remember an hour ago. He couldn't remember.
He couldn't even remember
20
minutes ago.
Because if he forgot, like, Natalie stepping out of this house for, you know, 30 seconds.
The big door slam.
Oh, was it?
He started it. Didn't you see when he ordered the escort and he was like, I need you to get up and slam the door, and it would re-trigger his memory. So when she got out the car door, she slammed the door. It restarted his memory. Which is why that kind of leads to the conclusion that his wife was assaulted, because the door slam is what woke him up from his sleep that night.
Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't notice that. That makes sense. Because I was going to say, like, there are times, like, how do you not forget, like, you know, you're supposed to kill this guy from the hotel room a whole drive away and into this thing. Like, how do you remember what's written on your chest if you forget like that?
Well, he doesn't even remember the stuff on his chest. Every day when he would see it, he would be like, hold on, and he would take his clothes off and he would see it again.
True. What I'm saying.
Tattoos were like a story, and he would read them every day, and with reading each one of the tattoos, they would always remind him of what he had learned previous days.
I understand that. What I was saying is, like, what was confusing me before you guys explained the trigger was, you know, I didn't understand how he could read everything on his body every morning, retain it all the way up to killing Teddy. Like, that's a whole drive away and all that nonsense. When I was confused, I didn't know the door slamming trigger because he forgot so quickly with Natalie. Like, that was, like, within 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's definitely where I was confused. That the door can make basically however long he can remember things shorten. Like, if you just make that kind of loud of a noise, it kind of restarts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even, like, when they would hit the cup down at the bar, like, that kind of triggered him for a second. And I think Natalie was aware of the things that, you know, triggered him. That's why she was smart enough to know if she sat in her car door and then slammed the door, he would be restarting.
Mm-hmm. She was smart. Evil, but
she
smart.
She was. That's why I wish I would have gotten more of a conclusion of what she was doing post the story.
I know. That's what was upsetting me, is I thought we were going to get a little bit of a recap or a little bit of answers, but nope. They ended the movie right there.
I know, because they sit there and they make you want to think over and over again, which is what I do the whole time after I watch the movie.
Dude, I bet you after he, like, pulls the trigger and kills him, I bet he's like, oh my god, what did I do? Who's this guy? Like,
not
if he takes the picture immediately.
Well, no, if the loud noise triggers him, he could forget. I mean, he might take a picture still, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point of the movie, the memento part, you know? He's, like, taking pictures to remember.
Man, memory makes me sad when I think about how it can also be something you don't always get to keep or lose. That's freaky.
I've actually been having an existential crisis about that same topic because I've been thinking about things like...
You're 25.
Shut up. From when I was like 10 and 11 and a little younger, where I used to remember those things very easily when I was 18 because it was only 8 years prior. And to now, I'm like, damn, they're getting kind of fuzzy though. Like, I can only remember so much from them now.
I know, now I can only remember, like, big moments. Like, when I try to think about kindergarten, I can only remember, like, embarrassing moments.
Or I can remember, like, what
the... I gotta run to the bathroom.
Okay.
That's something else I can't hold. I can't hold a memory, can't hold a poop.
Kim was like, I don't know where... I have to go to the bathroom.
I can't with her ass. Gosh. No, when I try to think about stuff, I can only remember, like, prominent moments. Like, when I thought my birthday was on October 1st. But, like, then when I found that out, I'm like, what if these memories are fake? Like, I don't even know if this is a real memory. I could be imagining this. What if I call my dad and I tell him a story and he goes, Mariah, that never happened?
Well, I get really upset about that kind of shit because there are memories that I feel like, I'm like, they were too real. How were they not a memory? Only to find out through actual evidence that maybe I had, like, just put it together in my brain.
I think it's because you and I spent a lot of time in our own mind palace that we fucked up our memory.
Oh, bro, I was in that mind palace literally 23 hours of the day.
I'm not even kidding. I'll tell people stories now. I'll be telling a story, and I'll be like, yeah, and then this happened, and this happened. I'm like, or I could be making this up. I don't know. I literally say that. When I tell June stories, I'll be like, yeah, one time when I was eight, I was on the monkey bars, and I did this flip. Or I'm making it up. I couldn't tell you. Like, because I don't really remember enough. It's scary.
Yeah, my, like, memory is
my circus story. I remember going to the circus. I remember I was in the circus. The clowns were there. That's the only part I remember. The house was on fire. The clown mom was like, my baby. And then they picked her up, and then she passed out. They put her on the fire truck, and the fire truck drove, and she fell off. And they picked her up, and then she fell off. And I remember this, but then I'll think about that memory, and I can't picture it. And I'm like, what if I made up? What if I never even went to the circus? And I don't want to ask one of my parents to find out it was a lie, because that'd be embarrassing.
I had to use a button.
Oh my gosh. So you never know. Memory is weird. And that's why I'm like, should I start taking pictures? Because, like, the only way you're going to actually know if it's true if you have mementos of stuff.
No, it's funny how you and I, it's funny how you and I had like are actually having this kind of existential crisis because I've thought about, okay, if I just write down my whole day and everything I thought about the rest of my life, then I'll always have these memories because I can just read the books.
Yeah. I've been journaling since I think November of last year. I don't do it every day because I don't
Yeah,
want
but then
to.
you know what, Mariah? I started thinking about that and I was like, I probably shouldn't do that because then I'm gonna think too much about the past when the past just don't matter anymore.
Yeah, but it's nice to enjoy sometime.
Like if you write down things that you really care about, like I had a wonderful day and I wanted to write this down so I can read it later, I think that's fine. But
Yeah, I don't journal every day. I only journal like when I feel like it or when like good things happen, prominent things happen, then I'm like, I want to write that down.
yeah.
So, or like if I have like something, if I have a memento from the event, for instance, I went somewhere, had a little bracelet. I put it in there because it was a memento. Look at me. Bum bum. Hit the drums, Kinsey. Do the thing. Hit the
Hold on,
button.
hold on, hold on, hold on.
When I have a
Can you
memento, I
say it
save
again?
it. Yeah. Can we do it again? Hold on.
Oh, wait, do it
Wait,
again.
I'll do it again. Yeah, but when I journal and if I have a memento.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. You lagged, so I couldn't hear you, and I was like, I just clicked it randomly.
That's funny.
I'm not gonna lie, for some
Yeah.
reason, the Discord is kind of lagging for me.
Yeah, it's okay.
Just
Here,
a
let me
little
grab my
bit.
journal while Caitlin's here. I'll show you it.
I thought you were gonna walk up and walk away. I was like, I'm left alone.
Like, for instance, this is from when I went to somewhere.
Bro, is your Wi-Fi crappy or something? 'Cause you're all fucked up on the screen, dude. You look like a robot.
It says it's all good.
Well. Maybe your connection
See,
sucks.
like when I went to the movies with Kamari, I got a ticket and I saved it, so I journaled about it.
Oh, that's cute. When
That's when we saw Luca. This is from
we saw
Pride.
Luca. Oh.
Here's my thing to open at the end of the year. Look, I'm an idiot. I wrote open in 2024, and I meant to write in at the end. So I wrote a little note that said, I'm a little dumb. I meant at the end of 2024 or the start of 2025. But then I still messed that up. Look.
But then I still messed that up. Why does this feel like an anime story right now? But then I still messed that up.
Did. Got my little gay boys on the cover from Given.
Oh wow, you love your gay boys, you really do. Well, why do they write that shit so good, huh?
What I'm saying, they write it so good. I don't know, but I want to open this letter now, but I have to wait until the end of the year.
Have you already forgotten what's in it?
Huh?
Have you already forgotten what's in it?
I forgot by like February, dude.
Dude, I
Hello.
forgot.
I look, this is from when we went to Kalahari.
Aww.
Oh my gosh. Oh wait, Kaylin
Thank
just showed up out of nowhere like we
you.
weren't having a full conversation without her.
I did forget, but it's okay. I mean, I know I wrote that I hope I have a job, so I at least got that right. I probably wrote something gay about you guys, so. You missed my joke, Kaylin. I was like, Kinsey and I were talking about our memories and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, with journaling, like, I want to journal, but it's hard to. But I was like, but maybe I only journal when I have a memento. And then Kinsey hit the bum bum drum for me. It was good. You missed
Did
it.
I do it at the right time, Mariah?
Oh, that's awesome.
There was a
Mariah,
slight
but
delay,
did I
but it
do
was
it at
still
the right?
good.
Okay. Because it started lagging. I was like, I don't know what you want me to do.
Good job, Kinsey. That's what that thing's meant for. At the right time. And the right time only.
What is that
Caitlin,
supposed to
shut
mean?
the fuck up. No, she's being asked to me.
At the right time, in the right time only.
She doesn't
Maybe
want me to overuse it.
someone needed to hear that, Kaywin.
Huh?
Nothing.
I am very glad you guys enjoyed the movie. I was so nervous. I was like, this is not an anime. This is not a love story. Well, I guess it is. You know, I think everything is a love story if you really look at it. And even this was a love story.
It was because he was fucking hung up over his lady.
Yeah. It's a joke that Sam and I have that every movie's a love story if you look hard enough.
Aww, that's cute.
So I am glad that you guys enjoyed it. It is one of those movies like Kaylin said that you like think about for a long time after because you're like kind of fucks with your head a little bit. Yeah, and there'll never be an answer because they purposely wrote it like that open ending. Like, did he kill him? Did he kill his wife? You know, is he Sammy Jenkins? All these things we'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh.
I had to write a 10-page paper about this film.
Really? A 10-page paper?
Might have been.
What'd you say in it?
You just pulled a memory out of my asshole saying that you had... Wait. Did you watch this movie in high school or in college? I don't remember.
In college.
Well, there was a movie I watched. There was a movie I watched in college that I'm going to make you guys watch. It was so fucking good, dude. It's a love story.
I watched this. Every movie's a love story, Kinsey.
Everything's a love story.
Actually, anyways, I watched this the April before I met you guys because it was my final for my film class. I watched it in April, and then I met Kaylin in June.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
So now you started forming, like, what if none of this is real? You formed your own memories of us.
I'd kill myself.
Wait, Maya gets pulled aside in a room, and she's like, what's going on? And she's, like, in a psych ward, and they're like, dude, who's Kaylin and Kinsey? You keep talking about these
Who
girls.
Is Armin and Mikasa?
Suddenly the world starts turning black and white, and, like, all my memories start, like, clashing, and they're like, Maya, you need to go over there. And I'm like, where's Kaylin and Kinsey? They're like, who? You've been in a like, room yourself. And I'm like, all of a sudden I'm in a straitjacket in an all-white room by myself. I'd die. I think I'd have a heart attack right then and there. Like, Kaylin, how far back am I going? Like, right before I met you or, like, earlier than that?
Earlier than that. Mara's like, put me in a straitjacket, bro.
I'm saying. If you're telling me that all of this has been a lie since 2020, I'd end it. Unless like you're telling me I have a chance to like make it all happen again, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mariah loves us that much that she wanted to happen again.
Like if I rewind time and all of a sudden it's April 2020 again, I would do the same steps but better.
What do you mean better?
You know, like, those months that I spent wanting to die where all I was eating was pizza rolls and Takis and Red Bull? Yeah, I wouldn't do that
bro,
again.
I remember that, bro.
Oh, my God. Don't even.
I wouldn't do that. I'd be like, Mariah, we're eating a healthy diet and we're taking care of ourselves. And then like, I would find my job earlier because my job was hiring at the end of 2020 and I would have found it then. And I would have beat my arch nemesis to the job.
Dude, not the arch nemesis.
Well, actually, I wouldn't have done that because if I got this job at the end of 2020, I wouldn't be friends with you guys because I didn't hang out with Kinsey until December. So I guess I'd have to.
She would have just taken off.
I would have to be at Walgreens for 3 years, no matter what, or I wouldn't be friends with Kinsey.
Sometimes I think about Ryan and I's first friend hangout and like how embarrassed I get knowing that she went with a total stranger somewhere. Thinking we weren't friends when I was like, I'm going to lunch with my brand new, low-key, casual friend. And she's like, hanging out with some fucking stranger.
In my head, I was like, I'm getting sushi with this girl named Kinsey.
I think you made that memory up. I don't think we ever went on that friend date, actually. It feels so long ago.
I have a picture of it.
You have a memento?
So, I didn't make it up. I do have a memento. I'll pull it up right now because Kinsey loves that picture.
Bro,
that's
I look
funny,
so
Mariah.
Bad. Guess what?
That photo
I'm wearing
was planted.
This shirt. No. I'm either wearing this shirt or a navy shirt in it.
I think you are wearing that shirt. Hold on.
It should be an Indian shirt or it should be this shirt.
December 20th. This is the first picture I took of Kaylin. Oh, it's a video of her holding this fucking frozen horse. Okay, and then we made the plans that day, and then Kaylin bailed on us.
Loser.
Oh. I stopped. The picture's not here. Oh, we found it. It was in November, not December. I was like, Kaylin, what the fuck did you do?
Am I wearing this shirt?
You are.
Bro, I look so depressed, dog.
We're in our depressed era. Let it be.
We're in our what?
Depressed era.
Yeah.
Era?
Mariah always sends it low-key sometimes. God, that... Oh my god, that's a completely different person.
And this is the first picture I have of me and Kaylin. It was right before I left Walgreens to go back to school.
Aww. That's a cute bean.
Hello.
So.
I don't want to get sad. I didn't ask for this.
Oh, sorry. This is just like my natural state of mind. I'm when like there's emotions in your head and that nostalgia. I always have nostalgia in my head. She's just roaming free.
Look at Kinsey eating sushi, and Mariah looked at that saying, "I don't love that thing yet because it doesn't know me."
I know. She was like, "Dang, it kind of dirty." I went to that friend date dirty, bro. And Mariah, I was like, "Hey, Mariah, my hair's really dirty. I'm sorry." And she's like, "No, bro,
I think
it's
I got
cool.
dolled up for that trip because I was like, Kinsey's a Leo rising, and she puts on nice clothes, and I put on like my favorite top and pants for that lunch."
And I literally showed up looking so gross. I was like, and she was so accepting. She didn't make me feel bad at all. It was like my hair was gross. It was like this.
I'm getting spam messages from Eli, my brother Eli. He has made his own Discord server called State Farm, and his name, I'm not going to say it on the podcast, but it ends in from State Farm. So when Colin gets a message, he's like, so-and-so from State Farm wants to play Fortnite. Like,
gosh. Well, we can end it up. Kaylin's next week.
Yeah, I sat here this Kaylin. Entire time. What?
What are you sharing with us next week?
I was sitting here this entire time thinking of what to share with you guys, because honestly, I don't think you guys like half of the things that I really am, like, saving, and I'm just savoring them for some days. So, for Pride Month, I've decided that we could watch Nana. I've not watched Nana, but I've read it, but the only thing is it's only on Disney Plus and Hulu, which I don't know if you guys have Disney Plus or Hulu anymore.
Nope.
You got rid of your Disney Plus?
A while ago.
Yeah, the girlies that, like, are cool.
I usually steal my sister's, but she didn't pay for it, so we don't have it at the moment. Also, damn. Nana's not gay.
I know it's not gay, Mariah, but it is. I'll just go kill myself. I see, this is why I don't... Listen, guys, this is why I didn't bring up any of my ideas. I settled on that one, because I thought maybe they'd like the popular story, and that they maybe like it.
I've heard amazing things about Nana. Yeah.
So I'm going to get out. And guess what? It's not Pride Month either. Mic drop.
You know what I'll pitch you? You know what I'll pitch you? I'll read some of the manga. Can you stop?
When Kaylin responded, she started yelling.
Kizzy, I tried to control
First of all, I thought Nana was a good fucking suggestion, but like Mariah just started going in on it, so I just played along and I put the sad horn song on.
I literally was like, guys, you're not gonna like most of my suggestions anyways, but maybe you'll like this one. And then I got fucking railed in my asshole.
I just, way to watch it.
This is one of those Sagittarius jokes. It's not funny. Obviously, it hurts someone's feelings, but like I was like, I have to press the button, dude. I have to do it. Like,
no self control.
I was like, I'm not in control of myself right now. Wow, wow, wow! And I'm sitting there fully knowing like Nana's a really good suggestion, but like I'm just gonna press this anyways.
I mean, that's a valid complaint because none of us. No, that's a valid complaint. Like I can go and scour Crunchyroll for whatever. But, like, I just figured I'd... Why don't we watch it?
Why don't we watch the How to Love My Elf Bride?
It is literally not your month, and I'm gonna tell Corey. Bleep his name. Bleep!
Bleep!
Well, I like Maya's suggestion. We could read it. I thoroughly enjoyed reading it. I couldn't stop reading it, actually.
Well,
and then
actually illiterate, so...
Actually, you're illiterate, Maya. Try again.
Wait. I should have had the buttons up. Kayla, why aren't you laughing? It was your
I laughed really hard. Did you not hear?
it was still funny enough to keep laughing, but whatever.
I just found a Google Drive that has all the episodes of Nana, apparently.
What?
So why don't
what kind of fucking sneeze was that?
I don't know how accurate it is. I don't know if it's subbed or dubbed accurate. Or whatever. I said accurate. You know what, Miss Lit, you're supposed to be the linguistic god over here that knows that it doesn't matter as long as you know what I'm saying, because you took a class about it in college.
Yeah, actually.
I am racist. God.
That was racist.
No. No.
Okay. I'm gonna click this first episode really quickly while we're still here.
Why?
And I'm gonna see if it says that it can't scan for viruses. Never mind, maybe we won't be watching.
Just look at all these buttons I have.
So, Kaylin, I don't know but I will read it if you tell me how much to read.
I don't know.
Okay, well, for the viewers and the listeners, not the viewers, we will be reading Nana. We don't know how far we'll read.
Yep.
But just know we'll be reading at least chapter.
I'd like to get you guys to some of, like, the main scenes that people make edits of, because they're obviously very heavy scenes, like lots of drama or whatever. So, like, whatever. I will say, personally, I read manga very fast, because, like, it's a graphic novel. Like, that's just me personally. I watch it. I read it faster than I watch anime. I'll try to keep that in mind.
I do, because Kaylin just reads it. I'm like looking at the art.
She kind of like time. When you're eating food, she just inhales it.
Literally.
You know, when we were reading Given, I would like point out stuff, and Kaylin was like, I didn't even notice that. I was like, you gotta look at the pictures while you're reading it, because there's stuff happening.
I know, I'm like going from bubble to bubble. I feel like Tony Stark with that like digital menu hologram in front of him, and he's like grabbing all the pieces and expanding it and minimizing it. Like, that's how I feel.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, let me know how much you want us to read. Like, what do you, like, do you have, like, even just a guess, like, 2 volumes, 3 volumes?
Absolutely no idea. It was years ago I read it.
Okay, well.
I'll have to go and review.
I will just make sure for any loyal listeners that social media updates.
Loyal listeners, I'm going to try to get them to the strawberry cup at least.
And if it's not Nana that we don't read, then I will update on social media what we're watching or reading.
I'd like to get them to strawberry cup. All right.
Now, how do I make Craig stop?